You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Hallelujah, and be glad in it. His hand, his fingerprint, amen. This day is designed by Yahweh himself. Glory, we give you glory, oh God. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Amen. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. You are blessed. Hallelujah, as you come in, and I know you are blessed as you leave from this place. Amen. We thank you, oh God. Can we just first, I have a request. Amen. As we come into this place, can we become sensitive and aware? May we, Holy Spirit, may we become sensitive and aware of you. May we become sensitive and aware to the invitation by God of calling us, inviting us into this moment. May we step into the place of knowing, hallelujah, that it is not us that led us to this moment, but it is you, God Almighty. And may we slow down from this world system and this world way of living, hallelujah, that is go, 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 and busy, 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 and let me multitask even my worship with God, hallelujah. But let us stop and give our everything to this moment with you, Lord. May we set everything on pause. Hallelujah. And even if you have to, you're driving to, or you have to be doing something else, may there be a shift in us, Lord God. Shifting into this place of worship. Today, hallelujah, what we are going to do is we're going to worship God Almighty. So we even start right now, Lord God, by getting ourselves in position, in the correct posture, humbling ourselves before you, O God, and repenting, seeking repentance on this day and in this hour. And God, we ask that you forgive us our sins, hallelujah, our shortcomings. Forgive us, oh God, in those areas where we have been functioning and speaking and handling and thinking in ways that are displeasing to you. I'm reminded in this moment how we are made in your image and how we are your people and how we belong to you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Re shangandaraya. Declare, I belong to you, O God. And I thank you, hallelujah, Reba Shandarabasaya, for meeting us in this place, hallelujah, and ministering unto us in this place. Somebody say, minister unto me, Holy Spirit. We thank you, O God, that as we worship you, our Lord and Savior, our Rabbi, our teacher, our Messiah, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. And we worship you right now. And I pray, hallelujah, that even as those under the sound of my voice are hearing my words and hearing this march and this leading, this procession into worship, that you too are worshiping yourself. Hallelujah. Because I am not able to worship before you. Hallelujah. We can set a culture, set the atmosphere of worship. We need to set a culture in our home of worship. Set a culture, hallelujah, in our vehicle of a worship unto God. Set a culture, come on, in our workplace of a worship to God. So we set a culture of a worship in our conversations. Hallelujah. With man. We set a culture of a worship as we enter in to those business meetings and as we walk through those doors, hallelujah, open doors. We set a culture of a worship, oh God, hallelujah, Rabashaya, even before the closed doors. Thanking you, worshiping you, oh God, for how you are our shepherd and you are leading us. God, we say thank you and we worship you right now. I want to just stop and share something that the Holy Spirit began speaking to me about during this week, this past week. Last week, I guess technically, because this is the first day of the new week. Amen. Hallelujah. And what the Holy Spirit spoke to me is that we put a lot of words on it. Amen. We talk a lot. Hallelujah. And Rabba Shandoro Basia, we put our words on it, but what we need to do is put our worship on it. Come on, somebody. What we need to do is stop talking about it and worship God about it. What we need to do is stop worrying about it, hallelujah, and put some worship on it. Somebody say, put some worship on it. Put some worship in that place. Let us stand in that empty place. Stand in that dark place. Stand in that lonely place. Stand in that hoping place. Stand. Hallelujah, Karabai Shanda Robo Soto Robasaya, in that hurting place. Stand, hallelujah, Karabasaya, even in that abundant place. Come on, because a worship, Karabasaya, will keep us immune from pride. Hallelujah. We stand in those places, Robo Shia, in those struggling places, those hardship places, those toiling places, those stagnant places, those dormant places, and we worship her. Why? Because God, when we get a vision of God and how Rabashaya, Rokotia Rabasaya, magnificent and wonderful He is, and we get a vision of God and what He is able to do, the all powerful one, the one, hallelujah, with the resurrecting power, Karabashaya. We worship because we know it is not by my limited power and by my limited ability and by my limited knowing, no matter how much I think I know something, no matter how long I've been doing something, no matter how many people I think I know. No. And I stand and I worship you, O God. And we stand and we worship. And every time I say stand, and we sit and we worship, and we kneel and we worship. And we lie and prostrate on our face and we worship. And we cry and we worship. And we laugh and we worship. Come on, somebody. No matter what it is, I'm worshiping. And I will worship through the worry. And I will worship through the unknown. And I will worship, hallelujah. We worship you, oh God, right now. We worship you in spirit and in truth. I am reminded of scripture. Come on, let's step into scripture as we worship. Somebody say, I'm worshiping you, El Shaddai. I'm worshiping you, Almighty God. I'm worshiping you, El Roy, the Lord who sees. I'm worshiping you, Karabasandarabasandaraya Elohim. I'm worshiping you, Yabahandaraya Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord, our provider. I'm worshiping you. Hallelujah. Reba Saya Jehovah. Rapha, the Lord, our healer. I'm worshiping you. Hallelujah. I'm worshiping you in this secret place and see you reward openly. I'm Rabba Sata Boshikia, declaring my allegiance to you through worship. Letting my faith be heard and known. Hallelujah, through my worship. Hallelujah, glory to your name. You see, in the Gospel of St. John, in chapter 4, hallelujah, Jesus, it said, the scripture reads that he must needs go through Samaria. Come on, somebody say, he has a plan. He has an agenda. I am on his agenda. You are on his agenda. You are on his mind. You are involved, hallelujah, in his plan. His God's plans are being executed right now on your behalf, no matter if you feel it, see it, smell it, taste it, hallelujah. And so we worship. And he must needs go through Samaria. Somebody say, he must needs go by my house. He must needs go past my bank account. So come on. He must needs go to my family members. He must needs go. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. And he went to Samaria, and at that place, he had a date with a woman of Samaria at the well. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for meeting us. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for meeting us where we are. Thank you for meeting us and pulling us up out into a new, a better, a greater. Hallelujah, Reba Shataraya. He met this woman of Samaria at the well. In this meeting place, he had a conversation with her. Read it. John chapter 4, verses 1 through, read the whole chapter, amen. He had a conversation with her, and he told her everything about herself, amen. He told her about how, he asked her in verse, let's see, in verse 16, wait, let's read verse 15. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water. So preceding this, Jesus speaks about this water. You know what? Okay, let's read it. Why not just spend time in the scripture? We worship as we read scripture. Come on. So let's read together, can we? Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm a worshiping as I read in scripture. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I'm going to start chapter 4, verse 4. And he, being Jesus, must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. So it was about noon. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat, to buy food. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. I just want to stop right there real fast. As the Holy Spirit, amen, ministers unto me, hallelujah, that as we worship, what we are doing is drinking from the well, hallelujah, of a water springing up into everlasting life. As we worship, hallelujah, we are consuming living water, being hydrated by the living water. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 15, the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, come on, and now is, somebody say, this is the hour, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Ah, hallelujah. I have to read this verse 23 again. But the hour cometh, somebody say the hour cometh, and now is, and say now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Someone declare as loud as you can, I am a true worshiper. Hallelujah. And we and shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Even right now, as we, amen, submitted and surrendered to the instructions of the Holy Spirit, even at the beginning, amen, giving our full selves over, we are worshiping, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. We are in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. I want to stop right there. The Father seeketh, he's looking for, amen, hallelujah, worshipers. Will he find you worshiping or will he find you worrying? Will he find you worshiping or will he find you putting all of your words and expert of words and all your familiarity of words? And I know because I'm the one that's been and it's just a whole lot of, will he find us worshiping? Because he, the Father, seeketh such to worship him. I believe that it is time we not only come to God and run to God with our desires at the top of the list, with us in mind. But how about we come running to God with him in mind and with his desires in mind and with his delights in mind and what he wants in mind. Hallelujah. This scripture right here reveals to me that God, our Father who art in heaven, is seeking. When you're seeking such, what is that to reveal, amen, is a, it's a desire, amen, a desire to find, a desire for answer, a desire of. The Lord is revealing to us that he too has desires. Let us choose to be a people, his people, and I say, Lord, I'm worshiping you because I love you. Not always about what you can do for me and how I need you to do. Not a transaction type of relationship. Hallelujah. But how can we give unto you, oh God? And I believe that as we worship in this place, and as we begin to worship from the pureness of this place, and we begin experiencing the effects of the living water. Hallelujah. When we step out and we engage, hallelujah, with our neighbor, and we engage, hallelujah, with our fellow men, relationships and the quality of relationships will change. The way we love will change. The way we listen will heighten. The way we give of ourselves will change. Come on, somebody. Our patience will grow. Come on, somebody. Our love will blossom. Our peace will prevail. Come on, Shandaraya. Our joy, hallelujah, will shine. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. As we, give ourselves over in the worship, kindness will emit. Goodness will be great. Self-control will be easy. Easy like Sunday morning. Yes, hallelujah. As we worship you, O God. Perspective, a fresh perspective. Reshaya, no korobasaya. Let's continue. In verse 24, the Bible reads, God is a spirit, but they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Here we go again. In spirit and in truth. See, as we worship, come on, in spirit and in truth. Now, my mind is renewed. Hallelujah. I'm transformed and I'm conformed to God. Eya harabo shondoro basaya rokundiri biandarayam. And I'm not, hallelujah, penetrated by the lies, by temporary situations and temporary that speak as if it's truth, but it's a lie, it's fleeting. Oh, glory to your name. What happens as we worship God? Hallelujah, Reshaya. Our souls is restored. What happens as we worship God? Our mind is renewed. What happens as we worship God? Our heart is softened. What happens when we worship God? Hallelujah. A right spirit is renewed in us. We have a spirit. I have a spirit of worship. I have a spirit of our worship. Let us function in the spirit of worship in this day, in this time, in this hour. Because the hour is. Hallelujah. And so in verse 25, let's just, we'll stop. At, I think, verse 26, maybe. The woman saith unto him, because we're worshiping as we read scripture today. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. We're going to stop there in the reading, but we're not done in our worship. Our worship is now shifting into another gear. Hallelujah. He said, I that speak unto thee am he. Jesus that speak unto us now am he. I believe that these words, hallelujah, karabashaya, in this direction that we God is setting us in of worship, looking to heaven. Hallelujah. Glorify God, hallelujah, exalting Reshayata Rabosia, the great I am, hallelujah, in our worship. What happens if my mind is stayed on him? I don't have time, I don't have room, amen, to think about what someone did and what they didn't do and what happened and what didn't happen and who rejected me and who let me down and who betrayed me. And who karabashando rebasaya rebashikia rabasato rebasaya. I don't have time. I don't have a space. I don't have a room even to consider the fullness of, the depths of the bad report. I don't have time. I don't have space even to exalt myself. I don't have time and I don't have space to talk about how good I am, how this I am. I don't have time and I don't have space to brag about this thing and that thing. Somebody said that's pride. Come on.
As we worship, what happens is our identity, who we are. You see, the woman at the well, she said, you told me everything about myself. As she goes, amen, and evangelizes and tells those in her town, she says to them, hallelujah, come meet a man. Amen. Hallelujah. Resha Karabasandaraya. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. She went out boldly. See, there's something that when she went to the well, she went at noontime. Amen. She went at a time where everyone wasn't there. She went at a time of where she was trying to hide. Amen. Maybe she was operating, maybe there was shame that was at the forefront, fear at the forefront, happiness, amen. There was things taking place with her internally, but she met Jesus at the well. Jesus met her at the well, and changed that she went out boldly. See, when we worship and we experience this, the living water, God reveals to us our true identity. Come on. And get us out of walking in that false identity. Yeah. Hallelujah. Or worldly, conforming identity. Yeah. That says, Karabashando Rabasaya. I'm defined by everything that I do. Hallelujah, Risha Karabasanda. God, we say thank you today as we worship you. That we're not defined by anything. We're not defined by mess ups, mistakes. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not even defined by our hard work. And all the success of, come on somebody, our true identity is in Christ. Then everything comes out of that place. God, I thank you. Lord God, we worship you. Lord God, we worship you. Lord God, we worship you. Hallelujah, we worship you right now. Right now, we worship you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Even on this platform of a talk radio where it should be a lot of talking, no, I seize this moment and we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I recognize that even how foreign it could be, amen, to but I'm conforming to God and we're worshiping you. Hallelujah. I'm being obedient. I want God to find me worshiping. Hallelujah. I worship you. I worship you. We worship you, oh God. We worship you right now in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. We lift you on high, oh God. We magnify your name, oh God. We exalt you, oh God. Hallelujah. We declare your glories. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, for your goodness. Hallelujah. Your favor. Hallelujah. Your mercy. Hallelujah. Your peace, hallelujah. And we worship you. We worship you, O God, in spirit and in truth. We worship you, O God, hallelujah. We worship you when it makes sense. We worship you when it doesn't make sense. We worship you when we feel like it. We worship you when we don't feel like it. We worship you when everything feels good. We worship you when everything feels bad. We worship you, oh God. Give us a spirit to worship you. Hallelujah. Let more worship break out across this land. Hallelujah. We worship you. Karabashando re karabashando robasia. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, O God, hallelujah. Renew our minds to worship. Let us not be stuck in boxes of tradition or familiarity, O God, to keep our worship at a dry place. Hydrate us in a place of worship as we worship you, hallelujah. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We worship you, O God, hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We lift you on high, hallelujah. We exalt and magnify your name. We declare that you are wonderful counselor, hallelujah. You are everlasting Father, hallelujah. You are Prince of Peace, hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We worship you, O God. We worship you, O God, hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, thank you, hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We worship you, O God, hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, O God. Reba shata robo sikia rabasaya. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We worship you, hallelujah. We thank you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. We bow down and we worship. We humble ourselves and we worship. We turn from our wicked ways and we worship. We tear down every idol, hallelujah. Everything that we have exalted, hallelujah, over you. Every thought that we have exalted, hallelujah. Resha katarabasaye tatataraya. Resha ye bohotarabasataraya. Rokota. Every self that we have exalted, and we worship you. Every bill that we have exalted, every thought of worry, hallelujah, that is exalting. Amen, hallelujah. We tear it down right now, hallelujah. What man have said, we tear it down, hallelujah. Things that have happened to us, we tear it down and we worship you right now. Things that we have done and didn't do, we tear it down right now and we worship you. We thank you, hallelujah, for receiving us in this place of worship. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for being able to experience your mighty hand at this place of worship. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, as you remind us that all things are possible at this place of worship. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya, for revealing and reminding how mountains are being moved at this place of worship. Hallelujah. Playing fields are being leveled at this place of worship. Rough patches and places are being smoothened at this place of worship. Hallelujah. Resha karabasato rebasaya. We worship you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we worship you. We worship you, O God. We worship you. We worship you. The Holy Spirit is not allowing me to let go of those simple words. And I am reminded how my Bible says, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya, Rekatia, that the spiritual things are deemed foolish, hallelujah, to the natural. I'm also reminded, hallelujah, how God functions in the simple place, and he uses the foolish things come on to confound the wise. We need to, allow God to have us in the, keep us in the simple, the foolish place, and allow him to do and allow him to show out as we worship you, hallelujah. As we worship you, hallelujah. As we worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, glory to your name. We worship you, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you haven't started saying it by now, I hope you start. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Resha katarabasaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I even hear the Lord saying, hallelujah. He's shifting us into gears. Hallelujah. Into a season, into a life, into a time. Hallelujah. Of a praise. Hallelujah. Of a laughter. Hallelujah, of joy, hallelujah, of peace, hallelujah, of comfort, hallelujah, resha kataraya, of ease, hallelujah, of a freshness, a fresh wind, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for moving by your outstretched hand on our behalf. I thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah. And even as we shout, hallelujah, reshataya. I'm reminded, hallelujah, in the Synoptic Gospels, there is a hallelujah, a story of a blind Bartimaeus and how he opened his mouth and he released a praise. He yelled out, called out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. As he found out that it was Jesus that was passing by. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's stop at Jesus with our praise. We got to get into the simple place. It's a simple place. It's a simple place. It's a simple place of praise and worship. It's a simple place. When I began to understand that, wait a minute, God already knows. So why am I spending time, hallelujah, recounting the fullness of everything that's going on, what happened, what didn't happen, how I feel, and why is this, and why is that, and this not fair, and da-da-da-da. But you know what? I'm going to get into this place of worship because my faith says, God, I belong to you. My faith says you are able. My faith says that all things are possible. I'm stepping into the simple place of faith, and I'm praising you. Creating a space for us to meet. Creating an invitation for you to answer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One encounter with you, Jesus. We praise you, hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. His miracles, his signs and wonders happens at this place of worship. At the place of worship, we are at the foot of the cross. We are at his feet. Hallelujah, we worship you. Hallelujah, we worship you. We thank you, O God, for watering our hearts, our minds, our souls, our feet, our hands with your living water as we worship. We thank you, O God, that even we are able to bless you with our worship, that we are watering you with our worship, that as it's been in California, it's been raining and raining, rain has been coming down. Let worship rise up. Let worship rise up. Amen. The Holy Spirit just brought this to my attention. When it doesn't rain, when heaven dries up and then it doesn't rain, what happens? We run into problems. Famine. We run into droughts. We run into things. Getting bad, growing worse. What happens when we dry up our worship? What happens when we do worship? What happens when we turn into a place of worship, a year of worship, a week of worship, a month of worship, just pure worship? Just worship. Is there anything that's a surprise to God? Just worship. 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 What happens when even from the pulpit, it melts into worship instead of a well-crafted sermon of words, which it's, at times it could be, it's amazing, it's a blessing. What happens when we melt into the place of worship? What happens when we melt into the place of worship? What happens when we melt into the place of worship? When the church melts into a place of worship? What happens? We worship you, God. We worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Beshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim, Lacha Shalom. God bless you. Join me back next week. And we possibly, per the Holy Spirit, will still be worshiping. Let's enter into this place of worship, whatever that looks like, per God. Worship this week. Worship. Let your response be worship. Let your action be worship. Let your love be worship. 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 That's the prescription. Worship. That's the description. Worship. That's our responsibility. Worship. In Jesus' name, I love you. God loves you so much more, beloved. You are blessed. Worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.